Today's daf is Makis daf Chof Dalet, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, Omar Rav Elazar. So the Mishnah, as we come to the last daf of Masechtas Makis, was discussing a halacha, a chiddush in the laws of Makis, and that is if somebody does a loisa say, that's a chayv krisos, he's chayv koris, in the event that Bezdin gives him Malkus, Nifteru yidei krisasan divrei Rab Chananya ben Gamliel. The Gemara said that chalukin all of chaverov al Rab Chananya ben Gamliel, but stating that the halacha is like Rab Chananya ben Gamliel. And Rab Yosef commented, and he said, man salik le'ela va'asa va'amar. Who went up to Shemayim and came back with this piece of information that the halacha is like Rab Chananya ben Gamliel? Meaning, how would we know down on this world whether if someone's chayiv karis and he gets malchus, now he's suddenly not chayiv karis anymore? Or is chayiv karis? I mean, that's something that you would have to be tapped in to know for a fact. So the Gemara's kasha was, Amar Rav Yosef man salik le'e lavas of Amar. So on that note, the Gemara digressed a little bit and discussed different instances where there was some proverbial memo, so to speak, that came from Shemayim to tell us something that we otherwise would not have known. And on that note, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar, v'gimel m'koymois, hoyfia ruach ha-kodesh. There were three times in history where there was ruach ha-kodesh that made an appearance. B'veistino shel shem, the first time in the Bezdin of Shame, Shame ben Noach. Ubevezdino shel Shmuel Ramasi. The second time was in the Bezdin, in the court of Shmuel Ramasi. And finally, Ubevezdino shel Shloima. Says the Gemara, Ubevezdino shel Shame. Where do you find that in Shame's Bezdin there was an appearance of Ruach HaKodesh? The pasuk says, Vayakir Yehuda, Vayoymer Tzotka Mimeni. And the context over there, of course, is the story of Yehuda and Tamar, where Tamar had been married to Yehuda's sons, two sons, one after another. They both died, and Tamar felt that Yehuda had an obligation of Yibum to marry her. Yehuda didn't marry Tamar for whatever reason, and Tamar decided that she was going to disguise herself and she was somehow going to be Mizdavig together with Yehuda. So the pasuk says that she dresses up like a Zoyna, she stands al Ema Derech. Yehuda doesn't recognize her. The Gemara waxes poetic about the unbelievable tznius that Tamar must have had when she was living in Yehuda's house, because here she's Yehuda's daughter-in-law and Yehuda doesn't even know who she is. Either way, Yehuda is Mizdavik together with Tamar. Tamar demands payment. Yehuda doesn't have payment, but Yehuda gives her a mashkin. To make a long story short, people find out that Tamar is pregnant and this must have been from an illicit relationship, and the Bezdin of Shame paskins that Tamar's chayiv misa, they're bringing her out to be killed. And as she's being killed, she says that the person that I was mizdavik with, by the way, why don't you return this collateral to him, because this collateral belongs to him. When Yehuda finds out what the collateral is, he realizes that he was the person, and she's Tamar, and that's how this all happened. Now, the Gemara says that Tamar could have said that. Tamar could have said right away that this wasn't an illicit relationship, this was a Yibum. I really was supposed to be together with Yehuda. Yehuda was my father-in-law, and there's some element of Yibum, even though the Katchila, it's with the brother-in-law, but the Ramban famously says in Parshas Vayeshev that there's an idea of Yibum that relates to Shar Krevim as well, and she could have been off the whole thing. But she knew that Yehuda would have been embarrassed, and this is what Chazal say, Noyech Loi La'odim Sheyapel Atzma L'teich Kivshon Ha'esh V'yal Yalbim Penei Chaveri Berabim. But either way, Yehuda himself was Moida. And when Yehuda heard that he's the person, instead of just letting Tamar be killed, Yehuda comes out and he says, this is me. I'm the one that actually did it. Vayakir Yehuda vayoymer tzotka mimeni. The Gemara says that Reuven learned from Yehuda, and then Reuven, after his maaser with Bilhah, he went ahead and he was moed as well. So there's so much halacha and hagada and machshava and ashkaf and chsidis that comes out of the story of Yehuda and Tamar. But what do we want right now? L'inyoneinu, says the Gemara, mina yada. How did Yehuda know that he was the husband or he was the father? Meaning, I understand that Yehuda knew that he had been together with Tamar, but maybe there were other people that were with Tamar as well, and maybe the other person was really the father. Zakti Gemara, you know what the answer was? Yatsus a baskel. There was a baskel. There was ruach hakodesh. That was hoyfia beveistino shalshem va'amra. And what did the baskel say? Mimeni yatsu kivushin. The Rivan has two pshatim, what kivushin means. In the second pshat, he says miloshin kivushin, that there are two people that are going to conquer on behalf of Klal Yisrael, David HaMelech and Mashiach ben David. They're both going to come from this zivug. But regardless, there was a ruach hakodesh. There was hoyfia that told everybody that, yeah, Yehuda is the person, Yehuda is the father of this child that Tamar is carrying. Where do you find that there was Ruach HaKodesh in Shmuel's Bezin? Except the pasuk says, "Hinani anu bi neged Hashem v'neged mishichoy es shor mi lokachti." Vayomer, and they said, "Lo yashaktanu v'lo yratzoy seinu." Vayomer, "Eid Hashem v'eid mishichoy kiloy mitzasem biyadi me'uma." Vayomer, "Eid." Says the context over there is that Shmuel is giving a speech to Klal Yisrael, and he tells them that you all know how honest a leader I was, and I never took anything from you that I wasn't supposed to do. And at the very end of his speech, Klal Yisrael answers, "Vayoymer eight." Freit the Gemara, "Vayoymer loshen yachid, vayoymeru mi boyle." Should have said, "Vayoymer loshen rabbim." Who's responding? Who's commenting to what Shmuel just said? To Shmuel's address, it's all of Klal Yisrael. If it's all of Klal Yisrael, it should be loshen rabbim. It should say vayoymeru. Why does it say vayoymer? Says the Gemara, there's a hidden meaning over here. Klal Yisrael answered, and from Klal Yisrael's standpoint, it would have been vayoymeru. But there was also a vayoymer, yotzas a baskel. It was the baskel. Amra ani eid bedavar hazeh. Beveistina shel Shlomo. Where do you find that there was ruach hakodesh in Shlomo Amelach's bezin? The chsev ayana Amelach vayoymer tnula as hayelod achai vaames loyti misu ki hi imoy. This is the well-known story where two women come into Shlomo Amelach's bezin and they're fighting over a child. It's my child. Shlomo says, cut the baby in half. And of course, the rest is history. But the Gemara says, had Shlomo Amelach know? How did he know who the real mother was? How did he know to say that this mother must be the real mother? Says the Gemara, dume rume kama arma. Maybe they were lying. I understand it was based on some koyach hataina, but maybe there was harama going on. Must be that there was a ruach hakodesh. Yotzes a basko va'amra. He emails. So those were the three times. The first one was with Vestina Shel Shem. That was with the mice of Yudin Tomer. The second time is with Vestina Shel Shmuel Aramasi. That's when Shmuel is giving his address, Ba'achris Yomov, to Klal Yisrael. And the third time is in the court of Shlomo HaMelech, with the famous story of cutting the babies. But the Gemara says, "Oh my Rava, I don't agree. I think you can very easily be doicha each one of these three makayres and say that there's no raya that was ruach hakodesh." In the case of Yehuda and Tamar, give me the chashav yarchi biyomi. Yehuda did the math and he counted the months and he counted the days. The isrami, and he realized that it was very likely that he's the father of this child. And even though it's possible, maybe that there was somebody else, but the chazina mechaskin, the lo chazina lo mechaskinon, you'd be machzik. You would have to assume it was Yehuda because Yehuda for sure was together with Tamar. There's a suffix. There's a tzad that maybe there was somebody else. The math works out for Yehuda to be the father. It's possible that there was somebody else, but at the end of the day, the chazina michaskina, the lechazina lemechaskina, Shmuel nami. As it relates to Shmuel, even though it says vayoymer, and the Gemara's kasha was, shouldn't it have said vayoymeru, and that's a raya that there was a baskel, kulu Yisrael kari lebeloshin yechidi. You find sometimes that all Klal Yisrael is referred to as one yachid, as one unit. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, Yisrael Noishab Hashem, Chua Soilamim, Yisrael Noishab Hashem, it's Bnei Yisrael, it's Klal Yisrael, Yisrael is a Lashon Yachid. And you see that sometimes Klal Yisrael is referred to as a Lashon Yachid, and Shlomo Nami, and as it relates to the story of Shlomo HaMelech, no, Shlomo HaMelech was using Chachma, it wasn't necessarily Ruach HaKodesh, he made the Chesh, B'mi the HaKamer Rachmasa, V'HaKamer Rachmasa. This one wanted the baby to be cut, and the other one was screaming, "Don't!" So he realized one must be the real mother; the other one doesn't care. Either way, he says the Gemara, "You have no raya. There's no raya per se that there was ruach hakodesh that was hayfia in these three respective batei dinim." Ela Gemara, it must be something that we know b'mesayra. The next Gemara, it's a classic. Darish Rab Simloi Sheish Meyos V'Shloish Esrei Mitzvos Nemar Loi L'Moish. There were 613 mitzvahs that were told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shloish Meyos V'Shishim V'Chomesh Lavan, 365 Lavan, Kimin Yidim Eizacham, like the 365 solar days. Umasayim V'Abonim V'Shmeinah K'neged V'Rav Shalad, 248 mitzvahs aseis K'neged the Eivar of Shalad, the Ramach Eivarim that a person has. Amar Rav Nuna is a micro. How do you know Tariyak mitzvahs? So this is the Gemara. It's one Gemara in Shas. 613 mitzvahs. What's the makar? It says the Gemara, Torah tziv alonu Moshe, my Rosh HaKilas Yaakov. Torah is begematria shis meyev echatri hava. If you do the math, Torah is begematria 611. That means Torah, 611 mitzvahs, tziv alonu Moshe. We got from Moshe Rabbeinu, Anoichi v'lo yiyah l'cha, and we know that the first two of the Aseres HaDibros, Anoichi Hashem alikecha, and lo yiyah l'cha elihim acher ma'ponoi, mipiyah gvura shamanam, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you take the 611 mitzvahs that we heard from Moshe, Torah, Tzivalanu Moshe, and we add them to the two mitzvahs that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoichi v'lo yiyah l'cha mipiyah gvura shamanam, what you end up with is 613 mitzvahs. It says the Gemara, Simin Dameshmak Sak. But David, the midan al achas esrei, says the Gemara. So Moshe Rabbeinu received 613 mitzvahs on Har Sinai. David HaMelech, many generations later, came. He took the 613 mitzvahs and he narrowed them down to 11. So he took it from 613 to 11. Dichsiv, it's a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, it's Perek Tezvav. I'll read the pasuk first. Mizmer leDavid, Hashem, mi yogur ba'olecha, mi yishken b'harkat shalecha. Who is worthy to live ba'olecha? Who is worthy to dwell b'harkat shalecha? You know what the answer is? Someone that has the following bio. He has the following resume. Hoylech tamim, upayol tzedek, v'doiver emes b'vavoy, v'yrogel al l'shoynev, v'yosel rei ura, v'cherpa l'nos al kroivoy, nivzabein av nimas, v'zira Hashem yechabed, nishba lahara v'lo yomir, kaspoy l'nosam b'neshech, v'shoychad al noki l'ilokach, oise eile lo yimot b'oilam. Now let's touch it. So what are these things? And if you count them, there are 11. Hoylech tamim, that's someone that is a tamim. He lives b'tmimus. Upayol tzedek, that's someone that does stock. He does chesed. The doiver emes bovavoy, he's honest. Loi rogal al shoyinoi, he doesn't speak lashon hara. Loi asu le re'eu ra, he doesn't do bad things unto other people. The cherpa loi nas al kroyve, he's nice to his mishpacha. Nivza be'ein of nimas. If somebody is a nivza, he's a bazoi, he's a rasha. If he knows there's someone that Hashem doesn't like, be'ein of nimas, he doesn't like him either. That's yiri Hashem yichabin. And to the contrary, if somebody's a yori Hashem, he gives him kovid. Nishba lahara v'lo yomer. If he makes a shvua lahara to be misagif himself, to do something bad to himself, even with a shvua is not really chal, it doesn't matter. He's always going to listen to the shvua. Kaspa le'nosav v'neshach. He's not involved in ribbis. V'shoychad anokhi le'lochach. And finally, he doesn't take shoychad either. Oyse'ela lo'yimot lo'ilam. If somebody could observe these 11 things, lo'yimot lo'ilam. So it started off, Torah tzivalonu Moshe, 611, plus an'echav li'il, l'chabibi ag v'rushamanu, 613 mitzvahs. But David, v'midan al'achas esrei, David HaMelech comes, and he narrows it down to 11. What's the 11? It's Tehillim Perek Tezvav. The Gemara now is going to explain all 11. Hoylich Tamim, who is an example of a Hoylich Tamim? Ze Avram, Dichsiv, Hisalech, Lefonai, Veheye Tamim. So David wasn't, Avram Avinu wasn't just a Tamim, but he was a Hoylich Tamim. It was a way of life. He lived a life of Tamimus. Hisalech, Lefonav, Veheye Tamim. Poyel Tzedek, who's an example of a honest worker. Kigoin Abachilkio. Abachilkio, the Gemara says in Tainus Dav Chav Gimel that when he was working, so he worked for somebody else, he was an employee, and when he was working, if somebody would come to him and say Shalom Aleichem, he wouldn't even say Aleichem Shalom, because it was going to take away his focus from the work that he had to do. V'doiver emes bovavoy, who's an example of that? Kigoin Rav Safra. Rashi, or the Rivan, quotes a Shiltis Rabachoy Goyin, where the Shiltis says that Rav Safra once had something that he wanted to sell, and somebody came to buy it, and he offered him a price. Rav Safra was a middle lane in Kriyas Shema. Because he was a middle lane in Kriyas Shema, he couldn't respond. Meaning he was really okay with the price. He couldn't nod his head though, because he was in Kriyas Shema. Ayin Yuma Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. It's not something you're supposed to do. So Rav Safra doesn't say anything. The person assumed that Rav Safra was ignoring him because he wasn't comfortable with the price. So he started negotiating against himself. So he ups the price, and finally when Rav Safra finished Kriyas Shema, instead of taking the higher price, which this person was clearly willing to pay, Rav Safra said, I have to be honest with you, I would have agreed to the original price. It just so happens I was late in Kriyas Shema, and that's why I couldn't accept it. But the bottom line is, Rav Safra was a doiver emes, even bilvavoy. It wasn't something that he ever said. But even a doiver emes, dvarim shabalei ve'inan dvarim, right? But when it comes to being honest, on this level of a doiver emes bilvavoy, in Rav Safra's world, dvarim shabalev, Havi Dvarim, and being that inside he had already agreed to the deal, he didn't want to back out of it. The fourth thing was Loi Rogal al Shoinoi, Ze Yaakov Avinu, Dechsev Ula Yemusheni Aviva Yisi Bein of Kimsatea. You see that Rivka is telling Yaakov, go take the brachas. Your father wants to give the brachas to Esav. Your father doesn't know, he doesn't realize. Esav is Kisai Befiv, he's fooling him. You're really the one that's supposed to take the brachas. And what is Yaakov's reaction? I can't take it. It's dishonest. Rivka said, I know I'll be Ruach HaKodesh. You're supposed to get the brachas. And then eventually, she convinced Yaakov to take it. But you see that Yaakov really didn't want to take it. Yaakov was an example of Leirogal HaLashonai. What does that mean? This is a person that doesn't encroach on somebody else's parnasa. That's someone that's not just Mekarev Rechoykim, but he's Mekarev Kroivim. But in this case, more specifically, he's Makariv, his Kroivim, he helps out his Mishpacha. he has an opportunity to help his family, he does. Nivza be'en of nimas, zechizkiyo ha-melech, that comes up throughout Shas. Shagir atzmei zavim. So we know that Chizkiyo ha-melech's father was Achaz, and Achaz was a Rasha. And when Achaz died, instead of Chizkiyo giving kavod to his father, which is something that he would have done, but he felt that it would be a kapara for his father's neshama, so he actually was mevaze his father, he slept his corpse, and there were different things that he did for a bezoyin for his father. And the reason he did it was because he thought that his father would get kapara. But at the end of the day, there was also a kiyum in this pasuk. Nivza, someone that's nivza, someone like Achaz, who was a rasha be'en of nimas, Chizkiyo, despite the fact that he was his father, he was still willing to treat him b'derech bezoyin. When Yehoshaphat would see a Talmud Chacham, he would get up from his chair, he would hug him, and he would kiss him, and he would call him Rebbe, Rebbe, Meiri, Meiri. An example of someone that swears and he keeps his shvua would be Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yechanan sometimes used to make a tainus. He would say that he's going to be home, he has a 2-hour commute, so I hate betainus. I want to be betainus. He was makabel tainus until he gets home. Now the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan had a cheshbin, it's a Gemara tainus daf yud beis amud aleph, but the chiddush is that really the tainus wasn't chal, because it was a tainus shoyz. And a tainus shoyz, even if it's chal, it would have to mean that someone was makabel tainus at 11 o'clock in the morning and it's going to go up until Shkia. But to be makabel tainus for 2 hours smack in the middle of the day is not a real shvua. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan said it for whatever his motivation was, but he was a nishba lahara. It was lahara. It was something bad for himself. I hate betainus. It was a siguf on some level. But v'lo yomer, he wouldn't violate it. Kasper l'nosam b'neshech. What does that mean? Afilu b'ribis avi kechav. He doesn't even lend ribis to a guy, which is a very big chiddush, because the Rambam Shita is that not only are you allowed to be malva b'ribis to a guy, but it's actually a mitzvah's esi da iraisa to be malva b'ribis to a guy. So how would the Rambam explain this gemara? And what's an example of someone that didn't take shoychad? Could go in Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. An example would be Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara tells a story. Ksubis daf kofei. That's one of the places in Shas. It's the place really where the Gemara discusses the laws of shoychad. And the Gemara says he had an aris, somebody that worked for him, a sharecropper. And the artist had a dentaira. He came to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, and at the same time that he came for the dentaira, he brought him his percentage of the field that he was supposed to give him. Rabbi Yosi Shmuel said, "You disqualified me. I'm posel. I can't be a dayan." Even though Al Pi Halacha maybe he was able to, but this was a chumrah in v'sheichad al-naki lo'ilokach. The Marsha says, v'sheichad al-naki, that even though the person that was giving the sheichad was a naki, usually when somebody gives sheichad, he has bad motives. He's doing it because he wants to be corrupt, and he wants the dayan to judge in his favor. That wasn't the case here. The person was actually giving Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi what was becoming Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. It was per their lease agreement. But still, despite the fact that he was a Naki, even the Shoychad al Naki loy lochad. Regardless, so the Gemara says, Taryak mitzvahs baba David, the midan al achas esrei. The Gemara just went through them, and the Gemara gave examples of them, which show us that when the Gemara says, for example, the Shoychad al Naki loy lochad, David Malch didn't just mean someone that doesn't take Shoychad. He meant the Madrega within the laws of Shoychad. Kasper le nosam b'neshech doesn't just mean he's not Malvar or Leva Beribis. Means I feel a beribes over kechavim. Nishba lahar v'layomer means even I hate betainus atchavim lebeisi, which is not a real chalui's tainus. Even that kind of tainus, even that kind of shvua, a person is going to be careful in. Regardless, the pasuk concluded. What did David HaMelech say? Oiseila, if you can keep these 11 mitzvos, lo yimot la'olam. You have nothing to worry about. You're always going to be strong. Lo yimayt la'olam. Says the Gemara, K'shay, Rabbi Gamliel, Ma'agil, Ma'ikrazev, Rabbi Gamliel used to come to this pasuk, Ha'ya Baicha. Rabbi Gamliel used to cry. Omar, he would say as follows, Man da'avad l'lekulu hudu la'yimayt, ha'chadu minayu yimayt. Let's do the back of the envelope arithmetic. So if somebody is careful in all these things that are mentioned in the pasuk, lo yimayt la'olam. But if someone is not careful in all 11 things, even if he's careful in 10 or 9 or 1, a person that doesn't observe all 11, only him lo yimayt la'olam, the rest of us, we're all in trouble. So Rabbi Gamliel used to come to this pasuk, haya baicha, amrule. So they told Rabbi Gamliel, miksev oisei kol eile. It doesn't say oisei kol eile, that you have to do all of it. Oisei eiliksev, afilo b'chadu minayu. Even if you do only one of them, for that in itself, you'll already be zoicha that lo yimayt la'olam. The Eloi Teimahachi, and they told Rabbi Gamliel, his chaverim did, I'll prove it to you. Ksiv krachin, there's an altar pasuk. It says in the Parsha of Arayas, al tetamu b'chol eila. Don't get involved in all of that raya. Hasam Nami, you're going to tell me? Same diak. Hanegeya b'chol elohudim etama b'chol minayu loy. It's just all that raya that a person has to distance himself from. But one erva is okay? Of course not. Elolav ba'achas mikol elo. What it means is, if someone is metama ba'achas mikol elo, v'nichrusu anafash esoisois, you have everything that the pasuk says regarding a raya. Hachanami, here too, ba'achas mikol elo. That if someone is not oisei kol elo, but someone's oisei achas mikol elo, so, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 613 mitzvahs. David HaMelech came, and he narrowed it down to 11 mitzvahs. But Yeshaya Novi, several generations later, came, the Midan al-Shesh, and he took the Torah from 11 mitzvahs, and he further narrowed it down to 6. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, and this is in Yeshaya, Perek Lamid Gimel, the Pasuk says, Hoylech Tzedokos, V'dover Meisharim, Moyes bevetza mashakois, noyer kapoiv mitmoich bashoichat, oitem oznim bishmoya, domen vaoitzav enem roisbera. So Yeshaya Novi refers to 6 mitzvahs that a person needs to observe, and this is bo Yeshayo, the midan al shesh. What are these 6 things? Let's go through it again. Hoylech tzedakois, that at first glance sounds like a person that lives with chesed, with tzedek. Vidoiver meisharim, some level of yashrus, he's a gruda guy. Moyes bevetza mashakois, he's moyes, he's disgusted from gezel. Noyer kap of mitmoich b'shoichad, he removes himself from shoichad. Oitem oznoi mishmoy adomim, he doesn't listen to anything that involves shvichas domim. Va'oitem enam mirois b'ra, and he's careful in shmiras einai. Says the Gemara, hoylich tzedak goyis, who's an example of that, Zav Ram Avinu, t'chsev ki yadativ l'man ashe yitzava. You find this loshoin of tzedek regarding Avram Avinu, but you see that it was a way of life. As the pasuk concludes, Ashi Yitzave es Bonav es Beis Ayachra v'shamru derech Hashem lasa es tzedakot mishpat. V'davim eshorim zeshe enoi maknit p'nei chaver b'rabim, that's somebody that doesn't embarrass his friend publicly. Moyes bevetza mashakos kigoyin Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was uber careful when it came to gzeila. The Gemara in the same sugi that we mentioned earlier with Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi regarding Shoichat, the Gemara tells a story that somebody once came to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha for a din taira, and that's why it's in the context of Shoichat, and he brought him matnes kuna, he brought him reishas hagez. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a kohen gadol, he was a kohen, right? So he brought him reishas hagez. So Rabbi Shmuel says, where are you from? So he tells him he's from some distant city. So he told him, I can't accept the reishas hagez. Forget about the Shoichat component. He said he wouldn't even take the reishas hagez if I wasn't going to paskin any shailas for you. He said, why not? He said, because if you live in a city far away, I assume the kohanim, when they do their budgets in the beginning of the year, they think that they're getting taxes from you. They think they're going to get your reishas hagez. So by me now taking it, I'm taking something that somebody out there thought he was going to get. It's some abizrayu of gizela. It's a madrega of gizela. And the bottom line is, moyes bevetza mashakos is kagun Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. He refused to take this because in his mind he thought that somebody else was going to be losing out. Noyer kapim mitmoich b'sheichad kagun Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosi. That's the story we said earlier with the sheer kapim Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosi. We didn't want to take sheichad from him. Oitin eznoy mishmoy adamim doy shama bezilusa detzumer rabbanu v'shasek. This is someone who, if he hears somebody be mevaza talmud chacham, he's not quiet. He's moicha. He could go in Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon of Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Perech HaPoyal in fame, V'oitzim Eina Merois Bara. And finally, the 6th thing that Yeshaya Novi mentioned is someone that's careful in Shmiras Einayim, and Rabbi Chiya Barabi was referring to something, Rabbi Chiya Barabi, Zeh She'ina Mistakel B'noshim B'shosha Imdeis Ala Kvisa. When the women are by the rivers and they're washing clothing and they're in a compromised, sneeze position, they don't look. And that's the Oitzim Ein of Merois Bara. It's the 6th thing that Yeshaya Novi mentioned. What does the pasuk conclude? It says, Ksiv, the next pasuk, Hu Meroimim Yishkoin Mitzodei Sloim Miskaboy Lachmoy Nitam Ein of Nemanim. Unbelievable schoolists that are going to befall upon this person that keeps these 6 things. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 613 mitzvahs. But David, v'himidan alachas esrei. He took it from 613, narrowed it down to 11. But Yeshayahu, and he narrowed it down to 6. But Micha, the Navi Micha came, and he realized that 6 was too much. So v'himidan al shalosh, he narrowed it down to 3. D'chsid, as the pasuk says, b'ma akadim Hashem, ikaf lelike mara. Now what's the answer? Higid l'cha adam ha-toiv, u'ma Hashem doirish mimcha. Kiyem asois mishpat, v'ahavas chesed, v'atznei aleches am Hashem alekecha. This is straightforward. Asois mishpat, of course, means din. should be honest. Ahavas chesed is chesed. And that's nail leches is that a person should operate onatomol. He should operate betznius. Asayis mishpat zedin. Avas chesed zeg milus chasodim. Vatznail leches zehoytzos hameis vachnosas kal. What does that mean? That even if a person is involved in mitzvahs that usually people do publicly, such as hoytzos hameis and achnosas kali, even those mitzvahs the person should do about tznail leches. Valeidvarim kal v'chem mad dvarim shein darkin lasayis betzino omre toyer vatznail leches madach mitzvahs that the derech is to do befarhesia bepumbi. Micha said, do it batznei leches, dvorim shedarkan lasoysen betzino. Something that the derech is that people usually do betzino, alachas kama v'kama, certainly a person is supposed to do betzino. We've spoken that in the past, a piece from Ramosha, where Ramosha Feinstein said that the pasuk emphasizes that when Avraham Avinu did bris milah, it says he did it be'etzem hayom hazeh. Why does it say that he did it be'etzem hayom hazeh? So Ramosha says because sometimes there's an inyan about tznei aleches and Hashem alekecha, but at other times there's an inyan where a person is supposed to be mefarsim the fact that he's doing a mitzvah. He can be mechazik other people. It could be a tremendous kiddush Hashem. Sometimes if a person does all his mitzvahs betzina, so people think he doesn't do mitzvahs. So there could be a chilul Hashem that comes out as a result of that. So a person has to weigh on the one hand his obligation of tznei aleches and with at the same time, a person could be a role model and he could show other people what you're supposed to do. Avraham Avinu felt that the right thing to do was not to do bris milah batznei aleches, but the right thing to do was to do bris milah be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. We spoke about plaques when it comes to giving stock. I think we have a rebate on that. But the point is that there's an inyan of atznei aleches Hashem alekecha, but it's balanced with the idea of sometimes doing things be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. Right, so tzedakah is one of the places where you find. You see, in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to give plaques. You had Shar Miknar. Right, they used to give plaques in the Beis HaMikdash.
As far as dancing in the chasuma, or in a sense of actually helping her walk down the aisle.
Right, maybe, probably paying for it, but right. I'm not sure. Yeah, just, you know, write a check and we'll figure out the dancing on our own. But, Chazay Yeshayo, so now Yeshayo came. And later, in Perek Nunvot, in Perek Lamed Gimel Yeshayo was Hemidon al Shesh. Now Yeshayo came again, and it was Hemidon al Shnayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem Shimru Mishpat Vasud Stoka. And he didn't say Atznei Aleches and Hashem Alekecha. Maybe that's the pshat, like we just said, because Atznei Aleches sometimes is the right thing, and sometimes Beetzem Hayom Hazeh. But Bo Amos, then Amos came Hemidon al Achas. Amos said, not even two. One, Shenemar Koyamar Hashem Lebeis Yisrael Dirshuni Vichu. All you need to do is Dirshuni. Bakshu as Hashem. You have to be Dairish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that in and of itself is going to be enough. Maskov Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Dirshuni is one. Dirshuni might mean everything. Eimer Dirshuni B'chala Terekula. Maybe it means be Dairish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do all the mitzvahs haseis, the rices, the rabbanons, the minhagim, everything. How do you know Dirshuni means one particular mitzvah? Ella says the Gemara, very famously, B'ch HaBakuk V'midon Alachas. It wasn't Amos that was Midon Alachas. It was HaBakuk that was Midon Alachas. Shenemer V'tzadik V'munasa Yechia. One mitzvah. One mitzvah. And you know what the mitzvah is? Emuna. Believe in Hashem. B'tochen. Trust in Hashem. That is the one mitzvah that Habakkuk said that in the lowest of times, at the end of the day, that one mitzvah can't leave you. And Bach Habakkuk v'midan alacha shenemer v'tzadik b'monasa yechia. So we have Moshe Rabbeinu 613 mitzvahs. Bach David v'midan alacha sasri. David said, not 613, 11. Yeshaya Novi said, not 11, 6. Micha made it 3. Yeshaya came a second time and he said 2. And finally, Habakkuk said 1, and that is, V'tzadik b'munasa yechia. The question is, what's Tutzachta? What's Pashup Shah? What was that Rabban HaMelech saying? You don't have to keep 613 mitzvahs. All you have to do is keep 11 mitzvahs. Yeshaya Novi was saying, all you have to keep is 6 mitzvahs. Micha said, all you have to keep is 3 mitzvahs. Habakkuk said, just believe in God, that's it. V'tzadik b'munasa yichya, and you're fine, everything is going to be okay. If you take a look at the Marsha, says, Hakushya mifursemes v'zeh. The question is famous. V'chibo levatel kol shara mitzvahs. And the Marsha has a long arichos, and there's many different pshatim in the mefarshim, and it's a little above my pay grade, but ayin sham, the bottom line is in terms of what pshat in the Gemara is. So what pshat in the Gemara is shver. Again, there's many pshatim. What pshat in the Gemara isn't is very obvious. And it doesn't mean that there's only one mitzvah or 11 mitzvahs or 6 mitzvahs or 2 mitzvahs or 3 mitzvahs. There's 613 mitzvahs. Where the pshat is that they were saying that you can narrow down the 613 mitzvahs to 11 ikarim, where everything else will somehow be anathim of those ikarim. Whatever the pshat is, again, in kama koimoi, there is a lot of rage, we need to speak out. But first, one more gemara. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, arba gzeiros gozer Moshe Rabbeinu al Yisrael. There were four gzeiros that Moshe Rabbeinu imposed on Klal Yisrael, bo arba neviim uvitam. And then there were four neviim that came, and they were mevatel. So what's the segue? We're talking about neviim being mevatel, so to speak, on some level, the idea of Tayyak mitzvahs. So there were four gzeiros that Moshe Rabbeinu imposed that the neviim were mevatel. Moshe said, vayishkon Yisrael betach bodod ein Yaakov. That when is the Yidden, when is Klal Yisrael going to be betach? When are they going to be able to live comfortably and securely? Ein Yaakov. If they're going to be on the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu, which sort of implied that if the Yidden aren't going to be on that Madrega, then maybe they're not going to be so secure. But Amos Ubitlo said, the Novi Amos came and he was mevatel Chenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Elokim, chadal na mi yakum Yaakov, ki katoin hu, and the pasuk says nicham Hashem al zois gam hi loisia amar Hashem alekim, that what are the Yidden going to do if they're katoin? They're small. They're not going to have a kiyum. And Hashem nicham Hashem al zois gam hi loisia amar Hashem alekim. You're right that even though Moshe Rabbeinu had made this gzera that if the Yidden aren't going to be perfect, maybe there should be homeland security issues. Amos was mevatel that, and Hashem was masking. Moshe said ubagoyim mahem. Loi targia, that when the Yidden are in Golos, loi targia, they're not going to have any menucha. Says the Gemara, by Yirmiyo. Yirmiyo came, and Yirmiyo was mevatelet. Yirmiyo said, Koyamar Hashem, Motzachem Bamidbar, Am Sride Chorev, Holoich Lahargia Yisrael. That even when Klai Yisrael is Sride Chorev, the end of days and the worst of times, but Holoich Lahargia Yisrael, they're always going to have menucha. There will be a concept of a Yid being able to have menucha even when he's in Galus. Moshe said, Poikid Avoy Novos Albonim. That Hashem remembers the Averos for their children. So a father could do an Avera and the child could have to suffer from it. But Yecheskel Bitlo, Yecheskel said, Anefesh HaChoytas, he told us. If somebody does an Avera, that person should be punished. But Ben Lo Yisa Ba'avoyna Av, Va'av Lo Yisa Ba'avoyna Ben, Tzidkas HaTzadik, Olav Tia, Verishas HaRashav, Olav Tia. So Yecheskel comes and Yecheskel is mevatel this idea of Poiked Avoyna Avis Albonim. And then finally, Moshe said, Va'avadetem Bagoyim, that when Yidden are going to go to Golas, Va'avadetem Bagoyim, they're going to be lost. Va'achwa Eschem Eretz Ayvechem, they're going to be consumed, they're going to be swallowed up in the land that they're in Galus. By Yeshaya Ba'omar, Yeshaya Novi said, absolutely not. The Yidden aren't going to be lost in Galus. As a matter of fact, Yeshaya said, V'hoi b'yayimahu, it will be in the end of days. Yitoka b'shoifer gadol, uvo ha'ivdem b'eretz asher, v'anidochem b'eretz mitzrayim, v'ashtachavu l'Hashem, b'hara kodesh b'Yerushalayim. You think the Yidden are going to be lost? V'avadetem b'agoyin, a Yid is never lost. A Yid is kaim l'mishfaloyim. A Yid isn't lost. V'hoi b'yayimahu, yitoka b'shoifer gadol. The Oivdim, those people that you thought were lost, Vavadetem Bagoyim, those same Oivdim are going to come Beretz Ashur. The Nidochim are going to come Beretz Mitzrayim, and eventually Vishtachu, they themselves are going to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bahara Kodesh B'Yerushalayim. Omer Rav said, Mistafina Mehaikra. I'm very afraid of that Pasuk. Vavadetem Bagoyim. It's a scary Pasuk. And even though the Pasuk says, Uvoho, Oivdim Beretz Ashur. But Oivdim? A Yid could be an Aveda, a Yid could be lost. It means like a Kilo, Hashem doesn't know where he is. What does that mean? Very scary Pasuk. Maske for Rapapa, but Rapapa said, Doma Kaveda Mispakeshes. Maybe Klai Yisrael is an Aveda. But it doesn't mean that the owner of this Aveda, Hashem, was Miyayish. It doesn't mean that the owner gave up. Maybe the owner's looking. Maybe this is like an Aveda HaMispakeshes Al Yedei Baleo. The Chesed, as the Pasuk says, Ta'isi kese oyvei bakesh avdecha elo. So the Gemara, you're right. Rav didn't mean the pasuk of va'avadetem bagoyim, because although the Yidden are referred to as an aveda, but sometimes an aveda is something that the owner of the aveda is trying to find. Rather, the pasuk that disturbed Rav, that scared Rav, was the end of the pasuk. Va'achlo eschem eretz avechem. That the enemy, the land where the Yidden are in Golus, is going to eat, it's going to consume the Yidden. Maskel or Mazutra, but Mazutra said, Rav, I don't think you have to be so afraid. Maybe they'll be eaten, but they'll be eaten like Kishuim and Diluim are eaten, in the sense that some of them, or some of it, is eaten. The Rivan says, so it doesn't mean that they're going to be completely consumed, completely wiped out. Some of them will be eaten, but some of them will not be eaten. So before we end Masechtas Makis, seven Ha'aris, Yeah, why not? Seven ha'aris on this Gemara of Darash Rab Simloi. So Darash Rab Simloi, Taryag Mitzvah, 613 mitzvahs, Nemerloi Lamoish, Shalich Meis Vishishim Chomish Lavim, 365 Lavim, Kiminyi Meisacham, 248 mitzvahs Essen, Kineged Evorav Shalodom, and Amar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, My crow, what's the Makar? It says, Taira Tzivalanu Moshe. Taira, we heard from Moshe, and Taira's Begamatri, 611. Anoich Vilayilacha, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 611 plus 2, it's back in the envelope arithmetic, 613. That's how we know 613 mitzvahs. There's a Gemara Masechtes Nazir, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings three psukim where there was a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael whether you should interpret a pasuk as chayva or interpret a pasuk as rishos. The pasuk says v'kinu eseshtoi. The parsha of Soita, Kinu Vistira. Rabbi Akiva says Chayva. There's an obligation for a husband that suspects his wife of doing something improper to warn his wife. It's a Chayva. Rabbi Shmuel says Rishos. You want to do it, you can do it. You don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. La'ilam bem tavoidu. The pasuk says regarding an Eved Kenani. An Eved Ivri goes out after 6 years, but an Eved Kenani la'ilam bem tavoidu. Rabbi Akiva says it's a Chayva. Rabbi Akiva says a Meshachar Avdoi Ovir Basay. Rabbi Shmuel says no, it's not a Chayva. It's a Rishos. And contrast to an Eved Ivri, if you want, you can keep the Eved Kenani. Lo yitama. It says that a kohen's not allowed to be metama to an ordinary person, but his kroivim lo yitama. Rabbi Kiva says it's a mitzvah sasei doi raisa for a kohen to be metama to his kroivim. Rabbi Shmuel says rishos. You have three psukim in the Torah. Rabbi Kiva explained as being a mitzvah chayva. Rabbi Shmuel explained as a rishos. Freik tois v'soite daf gimel amin alef. Temel reb. V'chiles luhada amab v'shili makis daf chav gimel amin beitz. Sheish meyois v'yud gimel mitzvah nevel l'moishim yisinei. Don't Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva both agree there's 613 mitzvahs? The answer is probably yeah. And if that's the case, v'chid Rabbi Shmuel, d'amar Rishos, batzelhu, going to Rabbi Shmuel, that has these three psukim not as mitzvahs, as Rishos, you have 610. Or, according to Rabbi Akiva, that has these three as mitzvahs, you can have 616. Meaning, how is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael going to reconcile this idea of 613? If there's 613 mitzvahs, presumably the Tanaim agreed what these 613 mitzvahs were. So what's going on over here? You have three psukim in the Torah that according to Rabbi Akiva are mitzvahs, according to Rabbi Yishmael are. So if you have 613, so either Rabbi Akiva has three more than 613, which is 616, or Rabbi Shmuel has three less than 610, meaning what happened to the 613 mitzvahs? And Tosfos says, "B'derech toichik," you have to say, you have no choice, that it works out somehow. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva has these three, Rabbi Shmuel is going to have three other mitzvahs that are going to make up his 613 mitzvahs. One spoke out from the Netziv. The Netziv says, "Is machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Sifri, whether the four tzitzias that a person wears, one mitzvah, or four mitzvahs." Zok de Netziv, Zeh Gishmak. Rabbi Shmuel holds four mitzvahs, Rabbi Akiva says one mitzvah. What are Rabbi Shmuel's three extra mitzvahs that Rabbi Akiva doesn't have to make up the 613? It's the three additional mitzvahs that you have from the mitzvah of tzitzis. But either way, that's Tosfos Kasha. The Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs and Shoyre Sharishon, asks this Kasha as well. And he asks from many different Gemaras, where you find that there was machlekes and amongst the Tanam, how to read a pasuk of the Torah. Is this Aser? Is it not Aser? The Ramban, don't you always have to reconcile it with the idea of 613 mitzvahs? So he says, the truth is, yesh lachker, achakira hayudu. We have a Messiah 613 mitzvahs. And the Gemara learned it out from a pasuk. Torah is 611. That's how you come up with 613. Says the Ramban, is the pshat that really there was no Messiah how many mitzvahs there are? We have no idea. It could be 500, it could be 800. There was no Messiah. But Rav Hamnuna sat down one day and Rav Simloi and they darshan. Torah Tzivalonu Moshe, Torah is big match with 611. We heard two from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoich V'Liyilcha. So he did the math. He came up with 613. And this is a drasha like any other drasha. From the drasha, we know how many mitzvahs there are. There was no Messiah per se. It's just a drasha. Maybe there was a Messiah 613 mitzvahs. And everybody knows, and everyone always knew, and everyone always will know, 613 mitzvahs. I, the drasha. The drasha is the asmachta. You want a remez in the Torah the idea of 613, I'll find you a remez. The remez is Torah Tziva plus a Neich Belil Echom Epiak Vurashimam. Zokten, Ramban, the Mainaf Gemino, he says, because there are Midrashim that say that when the Yidden were in Harsinai, they didn't just hear two mitzvahs. They heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 mitzvahs. All Aseres HaDirbos they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just Anoich V'lo Yilacha. If that's the case, do the math. Torah 611 plus not 2 plus 10. It would come out 611 plus 10, 621 mitzvahs. So there should be a Manda Amar that holds 621. Now, if there's a Messiah 613, so there's a Messiah 613. But if really there was no Messiah 613, it was all Gebayt on the Drasha, then if I hold that we heard that all 10 of the Aseres HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, that it should come out the number 621. It's not 613. The point, says the Ramban, is there is Mokoyim to declare that 613 is not something that everybody agrees with. So says the Ramban, you have a Kasha, we have a bunch of Gemaras and Shas where people are arguing, how are you going to reconcile with, maybe they didn't hold of 613. If there was a Messiah 613, then there's a Messiah, then you have to reconcile it. You have no choice, you have to make it work. By the way, on the Rishonim level, this has been reconciled. You have the Rambam has his Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Chinuch has his minyan mitzvahs, Rav Sadia Goyen had his minyan mitzvahs, but the point is that on the Tanoim level, says Rabban, I don't know if it was a Messiah. Maybe it's a Drasha. So if you could ding Zechan the Drasha, you could ding Zechan 613. Says, I'm not sure that everybody agrees with this Gemara right here. Makistav Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Everybody knows it. We heard it when we were young children. But the bottom line is, the Ramban has a tzad in the Shairish Harish and Sefer HaMitzvahs. You could look it up. That it could be it's not something that everybody agrees. Could be it's not axiomatic. It's not universally accepted. There is Mokim Teklar, says the Ramban, that maybe it's really not 613 mitzvahs. That's the first story. The Gemara says, how do you come to 613? 365 Lavin, and you have 248 Essen. It's Yedua, the Marsha, in his Chedushi Agadis, right here on this Gemara, says Pshad in the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. He says the Dover Nifla. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, Shtei Shanim U'mechza Nechaku B'Shami B'Sol. B'Shami B'Sol argued for 2.5 years. Halalu Ayman. Some said, we would have been better off had we not been born. Meaning, had Hashem not created mankind, our neshamas still would have been a chelak elikamimal, things would have been better. They said, no, we were put on this world, we have an opportunity to do well, to shtag, we're actually better off. Says the Gemara, they went back and forth for 2.5 years, finally, nimnu v'gamru, they came out, we would have been better off had we not been born. Stating that, let's make the best of it. So you fashfesh b'maisav, some say, you mashmesh b'maisav. But either way, so the Gemara says they weren't sure, nimnu v'gamru, says the Marsha, what's this lashon nimnu v'gamru? So he says, because there's 613 mitzvahs, 365 lavin, 248 essen. Had we not been born, we would have lost out on the 248 essen. But at the same time, we would have not been able to been over the 365 lavin. So says the Marsha, nimnu v'gamru, they counted. Are there more mitzvahs asays, or are there more mitzvahs lois asays? Had there been more mitzvahs asays, so then they would say there's more opportunities to do right than to do wrong. So let's be born. There'll be more mitzvahs asays than mitzvahs lois asays. But being that they counted and they saw there's more lois asays than asays, nimnu v'gamru, shesa lavin, and remach esen, so they realized by being born, we're more prone to do bad than we are to do good. So that's the nimnu v'gamru, our Gemara. They counted the mitzvahs asays, they counted the mitzvahs lois asays. They saw there's more lois asays than asays, and that's why they concluded, noich l'adam shloi nivra, yoysam shenivra. Spoke out, we learned perek chelik, the Chassam Sofer said, that really this only makes sense for a person that when he does a mitzvah, he doesn't have the machshava toiva to do the mitzvah. But we know machshava toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for l'maisa. Machshava ra in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for l'maisa. So says the Chassam Sofer, it bothers me a little bit. Because if a person does a mitzvah and he has the machshava toiva to do the mitzvah, see, he doesn't just have the ramach esen, he has the ramach esen plus the ramach machshava is toivos to do the ramach esen. So it's 248 plus 248. It's going to be more than the 365 lavin. So Vazok the Gemara Nimnu v'Gamri, he brings the Mashah. There's more lavin than Essen. I think to the contrary. I think if a person has a Machshava Teiva, he's going to end up having more. So he says, must be that we're talking about people that don't have the right Machshavas. And a Chanami. If a person, when he does a mitzvah, he doesn't just do it by rote. He doesn't just do it because of Harigo, because of some social pressure. He does it with Rachmana Liba Boy. He does it with the right intention. That person is Noyach Leila Adam Shenivra. Because that person has the Nimnu of a Gamru, the 248 assays plus the 248 machshava toivos to do the assay is 496, which is more than the 365. He teaches the pasuk and the end of parashas Bereishis. Vayar Hashem, Hashem saw ki rabba rasa adam ba'aretz v'chayetzer machshava islibay rak rak kol ayoy. He saw that even though people were doing mitzvahs, but their machshava islibay was rak rak kol ayoy. It was in a bad place. So then he said, oh, they don't have the machshava toiva, so all they have is the mitzvah haseh, so it's going to be nimnu v'gamru, only 248, but on the lavin side it's going to be 365. That's the emphasis that he saw. That's the second ha'ara. The third ha'ara is 248 mitzvahs haseh kineged the remach evarim sheba adam. I'll tell you an interesting gemara. The gemara in the sechdes b'chayrus daf mem hey amar aleph. The gemara says Amr Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel. Meisa, there was a story. B'talmid of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's talmidim. She sholku zoyna achash and eschay v'sreifa l'melech. There was a zoyna that was given sreifa by the melech, and the talmid of Rabbi Shmuel took this zoyna and they cooked her body until it turned into bones. And they counted the bones, Batku, Humatsu, Nimnu v'Gamru, and they found that she had Masayim v'chamish mishnayim, 252 Evarim. So they came to Rabbi Shmuel, they told Rabbi Shmuel, 252? I thought it's supposed to be 248. Amar lahem, he told them, Shema b'isha b'daktem. Oh, this was a woman that you did your experiment with. They said, yeah, Shehoysav la'akasav, a woman's different, she has four additional Evarim. Shnei tzirim v'shnei dalsos. So it's true, Ramach Evarim, that's a man. A man has Ramach Evarim, a woman actually has 252 Evarim. There's a Tesfis in Mesech Tesoita, Dav Chov Zayin Amad Beis. The Pasuk, when it refers to the Mei Hamarim, it refers to it as the Mayim Hamarim. Omar Rav Tanchuma, this is a Yerushalmi. Tesfis is quoting Yerushalmi. Minyan Hamarim, if you do the gematri of the word Hamarim, is 496. And you know what the methodology is? It's because we know, Kishem Shamayim Boit Genoisa, Kach Boitkin Oisai. That the Mayim used to be Boitik the woman, but it also used to be Boitik the man. How many Evarim does a person have? 248. 248 times 2 is 496. That's the gematria of Hamarim. It's Lerames. That the Mayim Hamarim was Boitik the man and the woman. But it would imply that also a woman has 248 Evarim. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara that says 252, unless it's a Machlokes Bava and Yerushalmi. Now there's a Shitas HaRambam where the Rambam says 251, and everyone screams at the Rambam. It's either 248, or if you're going with Yerushalmi, or that's if you're going with Yerushalmi, and if you're going with the Bavli, it's Bechayr Yistachim Mehem and Aleph. It's 252. Where'd the Rambam get Reish Nun Aleph? The Rambam says Reish Nun, it's the straight tire. It's either Reish Mem Ches, that's the Yerushalmi, or it's Reish Nun Beis. That's the Gemara Mesech Tis Bechayr Yistachim Mehem and Aleph. But there's a beautiful tshuva from the Mincha Saluza. We spoke this out when we learned Mesech Tisaitas a long time ago. But the Mincha Saluza was asked the Shaila. We know that if a person says Kriya Shema B'Yechidus, so he's supposed to say Keil Melech Nema. Why did he say Kel Melech Neman? Because Kriya Shema has 245 words in it. But really, we want it to have 248 words. Keneged Evarav Shel Adam. So we add Kel, if you daven in B'tzibur, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, that the Chazan says, those make up your three extra words. But if you daven in B'yichidus, so there's an idea to say Kel Melech Neman. Some people do, some people don't. It's a hefzik, it's not a hefzik. Magen Avraham talks about it already. But there's definitely an idea in Halacha of saying the words Kel Melech Neman. The Shoyal asks the Minchas Aluzar that the Gemara says in B'chayrus that a woman has 252 Evarim, doesn't have 248 Evarim. So when a woman davens B'yichidus, I mean, Katchila would have been, but if a woman davens B'yichidus, Mitzvahs. So should she say Kel Melech Neman? Maybe she shouldn't. A man who has Remach Evarim, so it makes sense to say Kel Melech Neman, because you're being Maslim, the three Evarim. Instead of 245, you're going to say 248. But a woman who anyways doesn't have 248, a woman has Reish Nun Beis. Rambam says Reish Nun Aleph. But the point is, a woman doesn't. So if a woman has Reish Nun Beis, so maybe there's no point in saying Kel Melech Neman anyways. Either way, the Mechaz Luzer tells the Shoyel, he says that, you know, I hear the Shiloh, but the point is, you're making a mistake. The idea of Remach, we don't mean being Mesakin our Remach Evarim. He says, we're talking about being Mesachin, the Remach Evarim of the Ze'er Anpin, Alpi Kabbalah, and the Ze'er Anpin is Zohar, and in the Ze'er Anpin, there's Remach Evarim. So if we meant that the person's being Mesakin his or her own Evarim, so it's a good chap, it's a good charifas, that maybe for a woman, she shouldn't say Kel Melech Neman, certainly in light of the fact that some place can hold that it's a hefsek. But being that we're not talking about our Remach Evarim, we're talking about the Remach Evarim of the Ze'er Anpin, just like a man with his Kriya Shema can make some tikkun in the Evarim of the Ze'er Anpin, a woman has an ability to do the same thing. Either way, that is the third Ha'ara. The fourth... What's that?
A woman should say Kel Melech Neman and Hashem
Akeh. Then you got here. You got your, you got your 241. Either way, very good. That's what's that? Yeah. I hear. That's the third aura. The fourth aura is, so we're talking about the minyan hamitzvahs. So 613 mitzvahs. We're also learning Masechtas Makkos. And Masechtas Makkos, we've been talking about the Elohein Aloikin. Right? Elohein Aloikin. So I'll tell you something interesting. The Rambam, in the end of Perek Yutes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, so the Rambam gives us the fullest of Elohein Aloikin. So our Perek, it'd be another 30 blot, our Masechtas Makkos, but our Perek did not give us all the Aloikin. The Rishonim spoke out that Aloikin, where there's some sort of Chiddush I mentioned, but the whole gamut of Loikin are not mentioned. But the Rambam, in the end of Perek Yutes and Hilchos Sanhedrin, he goes through every single Loisaseh with his Malkus. And he ends up with 207 Lavin. So it's 365 Kaminyan Remois HaChama, but there's 207 Lavin where there's actually Malkus. Says the Rambam at the very end, Nimtzu Kol HaLoikin Masayim V'Shiva, 207, simin lohem, and he says, you want a simin? Yilaku zeidin. The word yilaku zeidin is the gematria 207, and that's a remez to this idea that there's 207 lavin for which there's going to be malchus. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, we spoke yesterday, the pasuk says that the shlich bezdin had to be very careful not to give a person who's chayv malchus extra malchus, and the pasuk, lo yosef pen yosef makar rabba. You can't give a makar rabba. The Gemara said, only a makar rabba you can't give? And a makar that's not rabba, you're not allowed to give, so the Gemara darshan. But listen to Rabbeinu Bechaya says, V'yesh b'kan remez b'milas rabba. Shari mitzvahs lois asei hein shin samachay. V'yesh ben kam alavin she'en sham chiyav malkus. V'chein amru lav she'en b'may sein loikin olav. V'oysam she'behen chiyav malkus. But if you do the math, and you count up all the ones that have a chiyav malkus, in Reish Zayin Lavin, the same exact number that the Rambam had. It's 207, Kiminyan Rabbah, which is the gematria of the word Rabbah, Reish Beis, hey, is 207, V'zehu Makar Rabbah. That's the chief guide in the idea of Makar Rabbah. That's the fourth aura. The fifth aura is, so the Gemara says that, Anoichi V'loi, Yelucha mipi akvura shemam. So how do we come up to 613? Torah is 611. That's Tivolon Moshe. Anoich v'lo yelucha is mipi akvura shemam. It sounds pretty straightforward. That how many mitzvahs did the Yidden hear directly from Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Anoich v'lo yelucha. The first two of the Aseres HaDibros we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of the Aseres HaDibros sounds like we didn't hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We must have heard it from Moshe, but we didn't hear it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, it's a pella. This Gemara is a pella. The pasuk says very, very clearly in Parshas Yisrael, "Vayedaber likim eskol advarim o'elo leimar." And what does the pasuk say? Not two dibros. It says aseres adibros. Anichi Hashem alekach. You have the aseres adibros. Vayedaber likim eskol advarim o'elo. You have it again in Parshas Vaschanon by the dibros shniyos. Es advarim ho'elo dibros Hashem eskol kam chambam mitoicha yeshanon. We heard all Aseres HaDibros. So what does it mean? Anoichi v'lo yilucha mipiak v'reshamanam. L'chayr, we heard all Aseres HaDibros. You know who asks this kasha? The Ramban. The Ramban is Pirush HaTorah, asks this kasha. Says the Ramban, you have to say that really, The Yidden heard all Aseres HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they didn't understand all the Aseres HaDibros that they heard from Hashem. The only two Dibros that they were able to understand directly from Hashem were the first two. Anoichi v'lo yilecha. So Anoichi v'lo yilecha was Pi Agvur HaShemanim, and the Yidden understood exactly what Hashem was saying. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzchichem Eretz Mitzrayim. Lo yilecha elihim acher maponet. That's something that they heard, but they also understood. The other eight was Diber Eloi Hashem El Kol Kahalchem Ba'ar. It was Vayedaber Elokim as Kol Advar Ma'ilaleimer, but the Yidden didn't understand it, and they needed Moshe Rabbeinu to intervene, and they needed Moshe Rabbeinu to explain it to them. And the truth is, Ramban says, look at the Psukim. It's very meduyak. The first two dibros, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Etzisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim. Hashem is talking in the first person. The second dibro, Lo Yilcha Elohim Acherim Al Panoi. Again, Hashem is talking in the first person. Now let's skip. Lo yisishtacha velehem v'loisa avdein, ki anoichi Hashem alikecha, keil kano, v'loisa chesed, I'm sorry. Lo yisisa shem Hashem alikecha lashav, ki lo yinake Hashem. Now we're already talking in the third person. And if you look, he says that all the other, al kein berech Hashem esyem HaShavaz v'yikachev. So it's only by the first two dibrois where Hashem is talking, anoichi, lo yilcha elihim acherim, al ponoi, v'yisa chesed la'lofen, oyavoy, u'lashoymer mitzvaysoy. But afterwards, it's all in the third person. We're talking about Hashem. Shabbos la'shem alikecha, al kein berech Hashem. Either way, says the Ramban, it's from that diuk in the psukim that Chazal had a giloy that there was a nafkemina between the first two dibros and the other eight. What was the chiluk? They heard all from Hashem. That's a pasuk in the Torah. You can't deny that. But at the same time, it was a different level. The first two dibros we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we understood it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other eight, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we needed Moshe Rabbeinu to intervene to be able to explain it to us. And we'll just end with this ha'ara. I'd end the daf, but end the list of ha'aras with this ha'ara, and that is with the Meshech Chachma. Meisimcha says, we know the halacha is that if a Navi comes to Klal Yisrael and he tells Klal Yisrael by Rasha, I want you to be Mevatel Mitzvah. So what's the halacha? Elof Tishman. You have to listen by Rasha, Yo Bar Karmel. By Rasha, there's an idea of Elof Tishman. There's one exception to the rule. It's Gemaris. There's one exception, and that's by Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, you don't listen to the Navi. Even by Rasha, you don't listen to the Navi. Says Ramei Simcha in a classic Meshech Chachma. He says, what's the pshat? What's the difference between Avodah Zarah? So Pashi learn Avodah Zarah is Mochama, right? That's the Pashi pshat. So Ramei Simcha, it's Gevaldik. He says, because the truth is that all the mitzvahs that we have, we heard Alpi Navi. We heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. And although Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi of all time, but there were other Nevi'im. And there were other Nevi'im that even had an ability, says Ramei Simcha, by Rasha, to go connect at something Moshe Rabbeinu said. And that's why if a Navi comes by Rasha, he can go connect at Torah. Okay, by Rasha, of course. But by Rasha, he has a right to go connect at Torah's Moshe. But Avodah Zarah, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzchichem Eretz Mitzrayim, Lo Yilcha Elihim Acherim Al Ponem, Mipi HaGvura Shamanim. That we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we didn't need any intervention from a Navi. That we heard directly from Hashem. Being that we heard that directly from Hashem, if a Navi is going to want to come by Rasha and tell Klal Yisrael to be Eved Avodah Zarah, they're not going kineged a Navi. They're going kineged a Kadosh Baruch. That's something you can't do. That's something you can't even do by Rasha. That's why in those sugyas of Rasha, there's a chomer when it comes to the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. Either way, we conclude Masechtas Makis with another classic. The whole Masechtas is a classic. Gufar Hoya, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kibim Halcha Baderech, Vishamu Kol Amoina, they were walking together. The Gedoyle, Gedoyle, Gedoyle Tanoi. Another thing they had in common was they had all witnessed Churban Beis HaMikdash. And they hear Kol Amoina, they hear a big tumult, a big party is going on. Shal Raimi, Mi Plata, the Romans, they're partying. Beruchik Mev Esrimil was 120 mil away. That's how far it was, and they were still able to hear it. Vishilu Baichin, they all started to cry. Rabbi Akiva Masachi. Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Amrulai. So they turned to Rabbi Akiva and they said, Mibnei Mata Masachik. He said, why are you laughing? Amrulai, he told them, Va'atem Mibnei Mata Baichin. He said, why are you crying? Amrulai, they said, Halalu Kushiyim. They weren't really Kushiyim, but they were just speaking in a derogatory way. Shemishtachim Latzabin, Umekachim Lavidis Kechavim, Yoshim Betach Vahashke. These Rishoyim, these behemoths, they have it good. They're up late at night, having a good time. They're partying. Va'onu, us. The Avdei Hashem, the Bonim Lashem Alekechem, Beis Adoim Rag Eilekenu Sorev Baesh. We're Nebuch living the way we're living in galus with sorrows. The loy nifka, should we not cry? Amar lahem, so Rabbi Akiva said, l'kach ani mitzachek. That's why I'm laughing. He said, umalo over ritzayne kach. Madach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the over ritzayne such reward on this world. Can you imagine what's waiting for us one day? If these Rishon, these Pchayas, these Behemoths have it so good on this world, can you imagine what the Tzaddik is going to get? You're right, we're not going to, this world's the praise there. It's not where we're going to get rewarded. But one day we're going to be rewarded. And our reward is going to be so great, said Rabbi Akiva. You know, I know that. Because look at what Hashem, even for Rishon, Hashem is a Toivu Meitiv. Can you imagine the tremendous Hatova that we're going to get? There was another time where they were walking together and they were up the way up to Yerushalayim. They came to Harat Soifen, Mount Scopus. Koru Bigdeim, they raised Kriya. Kimichigil Harabayas, they came to the Harabayas. Again, this is after the Churban. Ro, they saw Shul, a fox, Sheyotzim, Ebeis Kodshe Akadoshim. They saw a fox come from the place where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was. And the Tanom started to cry. Rabbi Kiva Mitzachik. Rabbi Kiva was laughing. They said, why are you laughing? He said, why are you crying? They told him, a place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where once upon a time, if a Zor would go there, he would be Chayiv Misa. Now there are facts there. We shouldn't cry. What do you mean, why are we crying? This is a low point. We've hit rock bottom. That's exactly why I'm laughing. The pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Ches. What does Uriah have to do with Zechariah? Uriah b'mikdash rishon, Zechariah b'mikdash sheni. Yeshaya Novi is taking two Nevi'im that lived in completely different eras, and he's somehow putting them together. Hello, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Nebuah of Zechariah and he mixed it together with the Nebuah of Uriah. But Uriah said, by Uriah it says, L'chein beglalchem tziyoin sodet ticharesh v'yushalayim iyan tiyav arabayis tabom isyar. Uriah talked about how terrible the situation is going to be after the Churban. He described in graphic detail the low point that Klai Yisrael, the Mokom HaMikdash, was going to reach after the Churban. That was Uriah's Nebuah. But Zechariah said, you know what Zechariah said? Albeit he said, "Oy dieshvus the kainim uskainis berchayvus Yerushalayim veish mishante biyadim erev yomim urchayvus soir yimalu yiladim viyaladis mesachakim berchayvus el." Zechariah lived in dark times, but Zechariah had ruach hakodesh. He was a navi, and he said nevuah. He was from the last neviim. Zechariah malachi, and he said, "Days are going to come where things are going to be good. There'll be skainim uskainis berchayvus Yerushalayim. There'll be old men walking around with their canes, Meirav Yamin, and the Rechiv Yisrael are going to be filled with children, Yeladim v'Yeladis, Mesachakim v'Rechiv Yisrael, there'll be Kol Sosim v'Kol Simcha, Kol Chosim v'Kol Kala. This is what Zechariah said, Nevuah. Said Rabbi Akiva, actually Neskayim v'Nevuah Asin Shal Uriah, until I saw that Uriah's Nevuah was Neskayim, Hayisi Misyare, I was afraid, Shaloi Teskayim Nevuah Asin Shal Zechariah, because I knew that that's why Yeshaya put them together. He put Uriah and Zechariah together as if to say, first we're going to have to hit rock bottom, and then we're going to rebound. That's when we're going to come back up. But now, Achshav, Shen Neskayim Nevuah Asin Shal Uriah, now that I see that Uriah's Nevuah was Neskayim, Mita'ala Hidurim, and with the Allah Pitchavkiz, Biyadua, I know Shen Nevuah Asin Shal Zechariah Neskayimis, then Zechariah's Nevuah is going to be Neskayim as well. So he turns to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and he tells them, I know it's terrible, and I know we're living in very, very dark times, but remember, remember the Nevuah of Zechariah. Remember, Oyd Yeshu Skeinu Muskeinu Is Berchavish Yerushalayim, Ve'ish Meshante Biyadai Mirav Yomim, Urchavish Sa'ir Yumalu Yuladim Ve'yuladis Mesachakim Berchavish Se'el, and says the Gemara, Beloshin Azeh Omru Loi, they told him, can't end here, Akiva Nichamtonu, Akiva Nichamtonu, and on that note, Hadron Aloch Elohein Aloikin, Uslik Allah Mesachtis Mach, just end with one aura. We always speak out this Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, his ability to see the positive, even in the darkest times, where the biggest optimist in the world would fall apart. Shul is Yoytzei Mibeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. And, you know, we can't even fathom what the Kodesh HaKadoshim was. Rabbi Akiva was able to fathom what the Kodesh HaKadoshim was. Rabbi Akiva said, Shir HaShirim is Kodesh HaKadoshim. He had a Hasaga. He understood what Kodesh HaKadoshim meant, what Kodesh HaKadoshim was. And he sees the facts come from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he's able to be besimcha. The Gemara says, Kishachol Rabbi Eliezer, Nichnasu Tamid of Levakri, everybody was crying, Rabbi Akiva Mesachik. And we've spoken out so many Gemaras and midrashim and gishmakarid and rebites and the whole gamut of festa things about Rabbi Akiva. He was misaking the bracha v'atoiva meitiv after Churban Beitar. How Rabbi Akiva was always able to see the positive. But ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. I'm going to tell you a davar nifla. Yodua, that the Urzarua wrote a sefer called Urzarua. And the reason he named the sefer Urzarua is because he had a dream. And in his dream, he was told that the pasuk that says, Urzarua latzadik ule yishrei leiv simcha, Zarua latzadik ule yishrei leiv simcha is soif teves akiva. Zarua ends with an ayin, tzadik ends with a kuf, Yishrei ends with a yud, Lev ends with a beis, and Simcha ends with a hey. And he was so excited with what was Nizgalatim and a chaloyim that he named his sefer Ur Zarua. His name wasn't Ur Zarua. He named it Ur Zarua because he was so excited that he was told that Seifei Teva is Zarua, Latzadakul, Yishrei, Lev, Simcha, is Akiva. And the reason he was so excited is because there's really a big shaila in the poskim how you spell Akiva. It's Negeya in a get and a ksuba. Some spell Akiva ayin kuf yud beis aleph, and some spell Akiva ayin kuf yud beis hey. And the Urzarua felt that it was neskalu lei b'chalim that the right spelling is with a hey, because Urzarua letzadikul yishrei leiv simcha, the soif teva of simcha's hey. That means you spell Akiva with a hey. You don't spell Akiva with an aleph. And he was so excited he named the sefer Urzarua. But what does the pasuk say? What does the pasuk say? Said Urzarua that Rabbi Akiva, it's merumis in uli yishrei leiv simcha. Kiva had an ability to be b'simcha. Rabbi Akiva had an ability to focus on the positive, and that's the school of b'simcha. So Rabbi Akiva is merumis in the pasuk Zarua latzadik uli yishrei leiv simcha. This is the idea of Rabbi Akiva Masachi. You know, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, it's a well-known Mishnah, Schoik v'kalus roish margilin le'erva. You know who said it? Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Schoik v'kalus roish margilin le'ervas. Rabbi Akiva was always Masachi. Akiva was Mishamish nochem ishgamzu chof beishonim, nochem ishgamzu tzad gamzu l'toiva. Rabbi Akiva said, kol ma da'ovid rachmano l'tavavid. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Akiva has this uncanny ability to always be besimcha, to always see the positive, and we should tackle all be zoicha to what Rabbi Akiva said, nicham tonu, nicham tonu.